Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from Mechelen, Belgium for Techorama 2016, and I found with myself a good friend, James. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We only meet like at the weirdest places, and you live like 40 minutes away from me.
Literally less than that, probably 20. It's just like it's a hop and a skip and a bus ride.
But instead we have to be over the ocean. Yep. So you can talk to me about the goodness that was Xamarin Evolve not 1 week ago.
That's true. I can't believe it just ended less than a week ago. I mean, it was crazy. It was a phenomenal conference. We had nearly 2,000 people there, 1,600 attendees, and we flew, I think, almost 400 Xamarins down there. That means for every attendee, for every three attendee, there was one Xamarin or so, which is kind of amazing because it's more than a conference. Sure. Normally when you go to a conference, there's like sponsor area, booth, there's tons of great sessions. We take it a step further. We did 160 one-on-one sessions. So 1 hour sessions with our core engineering team, which is cool. Then we have this Darwin Lounge where there's mini hacks from like Twilio and Azure Machine Learning, cognitive services. You can do all these, you can find them online on our GitHub page, on the Xamarin mini hack page. Mm-hmm. So you can do all these things. And then there's like robots and there's fighting. It's like, it's all this crazy, awesome
stuff. For those that could not go, like myself, who I wanted to go, but I just couldn't.
Rubbing it in your face.
I know, it's just, can you give me the digest sort of sense of what happened at Xamarin Evolve that was really cool?
So it's 4 days, okay? 2 days of training from our hands-on Xamarin University amazing lecture. So if you're brand new or you're just getting started, great place to go. And then 2 days of sessions.
Sure.
70 sessions, so it's not overwhelmed. Sometimes you go to a conference like thousands of sessions, 70 sessions.
Sure.
But of course we had our keynote. We actually had three keynotes. So we had our main keynote, which we'll talk about with some awesome announcements. But Grant Imahari, Mythbusters fame, was there, did an opening keynote you can watch on YouTube. And then none other than Steve Wozniak was there.
The Woz.
Sat down with Miguel and Chris Hardy, and they did like a nice little panel. And Woz, you know, just went to town talking about technology and where he sees things like VR and automated cars, which is cool. But I mean, for Xamarin developers, this is our like, you know, party. We had a big build party talking about Xamarin included in Visual Studio, huge win. We're open sourcing it. Miguel was on stage showing off the iOS simulator inside of the PC. So freaking cool.
Yeah.
And at Evolve, it's everything. So we talked new Android bits, new iOS bits, and new Xamarin Forms bits. The biggest thing to really come away is that we, part of Microsoft, have this entire DevOps story.
Right.
Full mobile lifecycle. So not only building, testing, deploying, integrating, getting back feedback, whether you're using Xamarin, Visual Studio, VSTS for your builds, Hockey App for deployment. We've made enhancements to Hockey App, which you get .NET stack traces right in the report.
That's cool.
Which is very cool. We worked really hard with that team. But of course, big announcement, everything is finally open source. Every single bit. All of the mono bits, all of the Xamarin iOS, Android, all of Xamarin Forms. open.xamarin.com. You can browse all the code, start contributing, get really active, which is cool.
That's amazing. I mean, like, it's pretty cool to see, first of all, I think Xamarin and Microsoft is like a perfect fit.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Just when it comes to C#. But now also that everyone that has an MSDN subscription has access to this goodness, what does this mean for mobile development and the C# developer?
Well, it's even more than that, because it's not only just MSDN, it's included for free in the community edition.
That's right.
Completely for free in community. And it's fully featured. There's no really restrictions on that at all. So if you want to publish apps in the App Store, if you want to publish it for wherever you're working at and you're a small startup, you're good to go. So it really breaks down any barriers of entry. So, I mean, we already had exponential great growth with Xamarin, but I think it's just even going to get crazier and better than that.
Like, super exponential.
Yeah, I want to see every single developer building every app with Xamarin and C#. And I think that's where we can take it. And offering these great tools and integrating with other even third parties is a real win in this ecosystem of mobile development. So me, doing this 5 years professionally, like, this is an amazing time to get into mobile development. I say this every time I think we probably talk, but it's always the best time to get into mobile. Always, right now, like, you should just go do it. And it's great.
Well, there's no barrier. You can go right now and you can download a Visual Studio Community Edition and all the Xamarin bits are gonna be there.
They're all there, yeah, it's great. And no matter if you wanna like start doing the core, doing the storyboard designers and Android XML or talk about Xamarin Forms, that's our cross-platform UI. So build one user interface for all three platforms. I built the Evolve Conference app, which is a beautiful application, open source completely. I share anywhere between 90 all the way up to 99% of shared code across iOS, Android, and Windows 10. And that's Windows 10 mobile and desktop. So if you have a Windows PC with you, with almost, which almost all of our attendees did,
sure,
they had their session information right on their desktop.
And I think you say that really fast, right? 90 to 99% shared code. Can you explain why that is like unheard of? Because tell us the technical engineering issue with being able to do that.
Yeah, so I mean, you have to think about architecting your app in a way of abstracting away your business logic. So traditionally, you're building out separate UIs. So you're doing that first, and you're like, models, view models, shoving it over here. Sure. That's gonna be shared. It doesn't care about the platform. Then Xamarin Forms comes in and says, hey, listen, we'll take care of the UI for you too. Now that 10 to 1% is, I wanna spice up the UI a little
sure.
bit, or I wanna add a little bit of hardware features. You know, an example is Android. It's the only platform that lets you configure a Wi-Fi network for your users. So when everyone got to the conference, I just configured the Wi-Fi for them automatically. Didn't have to think about it.
Nice.
If it was password protected, anything, they're good to go. That's, you know, maybe 100 lines of code for me to do that. But then, you know, we thought about step further, because there's tons of great native features you want to do. The Evolve app does push notifications, does Azure Online offline synchronizations. We process 1 million network requests in a week. 1 million. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Cost $30. That's it. $30.
Nice.
$30. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That application is doing calendar integration, a whole bunch of other stuff. So we created this concept called plugins. It's a way of abstracting what each platform is doing. So calendars, like that's a lot of code if you want to tap into it. We just have a get calendars async, add a calendar event async from your shared code. It's a PCL, it's a NuGet. You download a NuGet.
That's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Well, because I mean, every phone has sort of common things. Like you have your calendar, you have a make a call, you get an email, but each one of them surfaces them in radically, potentially different ways.
Exactly.
Right?
The APIs are completely different. So we said, no more of that. Same API for all of them.
How many plugins are there? Or what kind of other plugins are there? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
Yeah, so when you go to xamarin.com/plugins, you can find a list of them. So they're open source. They're built by Xamarin's, but also by the community.
Sure.
So it's a great open source initiative project. And we have about anywhere between 50 to 100 of them, or say it's hard to keep up with them sometimes with so much going on NuGet. So yeah, somewhere around 50 like core ones, and then all the way up to 100 that kind of do little edge case things. It's really cool, and that's really cool. Because when I'm building my application, the first thing I'm like, I need to check connectivity, I need to check, you know, contacts, I need to take a photo, and it just handles it for me. But, I mean, that's just plugins, and to get back to Evolve, your thing, is we had announcements.
Yeah.
We had big, big announcements. The first one was we did our Xamarin Forms previewer. So you're writing XAML, Xamarin Forms preview for iOS, Android, right there.
Oh, that's
inside
cool.
the IDE. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of Microsoft developers, if you've done WPF, Silverlight in the past, you're like, oh, well, why isn't there a designer? You know, there's been these designers. Well, Xamarin Forms is new. It's brand new. We don't have the built-in designer. We had to build it ourselves. And we wanted to say, what do developers want? Well, they don't want just a Android one or an iOS one when they're doing forms. They don't want to have to redeploy. So you click a tab and you say iOS, and you click one that says Android, you say phone or you say tablet, and everything. Custom controls, you can modify the code live, it just shows up. So this way, as you're developing your application, you don't have to continue to deploy.
Because some of those deployments took a long time.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of time, especially if you're going to a device. So it's just like, I just want to modify a few things, let me do it. That was probably the biggest round of applause that was out there, you know, besides the open sourcing, which I think was huge. And then Xamarin Forms, we did a lot more. We saw, like, what else can we simplify? So we created these things called themes and data pages.
Got it.
Themes is like, I want a light theme, I want a dark theme, and it handles it all for you. I want a blue theme, I want a red theme. Kind of themes your application so you don't have to go manually do it to every single control. So it's like tedious things that you can start to get, you know, not have to do anymore. And data pages are cool. It's a way of saying we have data. Every app has data, it consumes it. Mm-hmm. And in the case of the Evolve application, I go and I create my Azure backend, I create the table, I pull it in, I do this, I go off and query that table, I display it, right? It's traditional, it's how we're used to doing CRUD operations, read operations. Xamarin.Forms data pages says, you have a JSON file or you have an Azure mobile app backend somewhere, just let us know. We'll pull in all that data for you. We'll handle all the network requests, we'll handle all the caching, and we'll display it in a beautiful style that you pick. You can customize it, but we can handle contacts, we can handle events. Just does it.
That's
so
amazing.
So we demoed that. It was pretty flippin' sweet.
Yeah, it sounds cool because a lot of the work that you're doing, especially with CRUD type apps, is, well, I gotta connect here, and I gotta pull this data here, and I gotta put this thing, and I gotta lay the format. You're saying that the data pages will just do that?
Just does it. Master detail page, too. So it's not only just the listed data, but also the details. So on stage, in just a few minutes, we built like a speaker and sessions for the Evolve app. And Nish, our evangelist, one of our evangelists, he just drug a little snippet of code, about 10 lines of XAML, and that was 2 pages, and it was doing everything automatically. And you could tap on a speaker, get all the information on them. It was really cool. I don't think it'll be used for like everything in an application, but imagine 1 or 2 screens
that
are just
doing it. But for rapid prototyping.
Oh my goodness, it's gonna be amazing.
Because these data pages, I'm assuming it just allows you to do some quick data prototyping, and then you can sort of move on from there to do other stuff as well.
Exactly.
So what other things were happening at Xamarin Evolve that were super cool?
So, I mean, it's conferences, it's always more than conferences, right? And we took everyone out the first night, and we rented out a large portion of Universal Studios Orlando.
Hey.
All of Harry Potter World and all of Jurassic World.
Man, now I'm really jonesing to go.
I'm not gonna lie. We pull all stops. The food was great. And then you get there and we have quite a few coworkers that kind of look like the Harry Potter crew.
Sure.
They were in full wardrobe. Chris Hardy, who's from the UK, looks just like Harry Potter.
He looks just like
Harry Potter.
We might have to, in post, put a picture of him right here.
Yeah.
Okay, in this area, because he looks just like Harry Potter.
And we had a photo of the whole crew, and they're like Hermione and all them, and they greeted everyone, but you know, there's great food, and then you can ride all the rides, no lines. It's like the ultimate dream.
Yeah.
Which is cool, and I think that's really fun, but we had the Darwin Lounge open all hours, so you could go out, be hacking on stuff. We had like a pin making station and a water printing. So we had a surface that you could draw on it.
Right.
And there was a robot that would like hand draw it for you based on what you drew on the surface, which is pretty cool. So it's like these fun interactive things to do at Evolve. So much more than, but of course you have all the sessions.
Sure.
They're all available now on evolve.xamarin.com. You can just stream them, which is cool. And you guys actually, Channel 9, live streamed the keynote.
We did.
Which is awesome.
And we're excited to do more next time. So
can't wait.
Just to talk about the technology, which is interesting, there's so much. I mean, Xamarin is so mature now.
Yeah.
How does one even begin to get started?
I've been telling people the same thing for the last 5 years. Go to developer.xamarin.com. Mm-hmm. You're going to download the tools. We have a 1, 2, 3 section. Do some iOS, do some Android, do some Xamarin Forms. Do your Hello World. See how you can easily take your C# code, build a backend, pull in a little bit of user interface, and then you're done. Then we have all the Xamarin University training. Xamarin University is kind of live interactive training, but they also have these lightning lectures and guest lectures. Those are all free. They're all free,
yeah.
And you stream all those. So you want to learn how to do something, 10, 15 minutes, it's there. So if you're more interactive, you like that video content. We have amazing documentation. It's so much documentation.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. It's come a long way, and you can go there. But we're starting this new thing. It's called workbooks.
Oh,
I did hear about this.
Yeah, because I used to do Python notebooks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And when I saw Miguel sort of like preview this thing like a couple months ago via Twitter, I was like, I want this. Can I use this now? And he's like, yeah. So tell us about those.
So workbooks are cool. They're out now. You can get them. It's essentially an optimal learning tool. So I think the problem with learning is that you're being instructed to do something. You have to go type it. You have to go do it.
Sure.
Or you're reading documentation. No one likes reading documentation.
No.
Or you're going to watch a video, and then you're going to pause the video,
type,
do it back and forth. So workbook says, we have this amazing language called Markdown, which you can do tick, 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 write some code, and it lays it out. What if we could just execute that code?
Right.
So you can do an iOS, Android, or a WPF workbook. Here, actually, Laurent is actually doing some WPF work.
Yeah, we talked about that just a little bit ago.
You can take any code, and all of our documentation is going to move this way. So you can go to a documentation, say, download the workbook, and you have, like, maybe Miguel was demoing this Earth this 3D Earth. It was a 3D UroSharp, is this Uro 3D library we have. And it's like, I'm going to lay down an Earth, and like, here's a sphere, add a texture. And like, these are all like, you know, lines of code. And as you go, it just runs in an iPhone simulator. So you're executing code, and then you can modify it. It's a REPL, redeval print loop.
Sure.
So you can say, oh, I want to see what the Earth looks like rotating at this speed. Reevaluate and go. So you're learning these things and reading the documentation. So the markdown is mixed with the code. So you just say, you know, control enter, execute, go, go, go. So it's a great way of not only getting started with a 2 + 2 = 4,
right,
but learning these APIs.
Because then awesome. You can mix like documentation in with the actual code,
yep,
and you're reading each thing as it's happening.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, where can people go to find out more about you? Because we're trying to get him to do the Xamarin show on Channel 9. So those that are interested,
ping me.
We're wink, wink, nudge, nudge on him.
So you can find me, the best place is on Twitter,
sure,
James Montemagno. I mean, I'm there. That's also my GitHub page. Crushing code all day. Everything I do is open source, so the Evolve app, all the apps I personally do, all these plugins are open source.
Sure.
That's the best place, blog.xamarin, xamarin.com. I'm writing everywhere. Just search my name, James Montemagno. I'm there. There's not there many of us.
He's the man. Yeah. Thanks for watching again. We're here in Mechelen for Techorama 2016 in the beautiful country of Belgium. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Cheers.